All right. Thank you for joining us once again on Cocktails with Kia and Friends. And we're back. Sorry. And we're back with the next episode. This is episode 6, season 7. And tonight we are actually going to discuss, there's a video, right, going around on social media around this time here, September of 2023. This is regarding Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochoa. And Chad Johnson having a conversation about he is and not in agreement with signing a prenup. He has a fiance. They are planning to be married next year, but he is not in agreement with signing a prenup due to liking the lifestyle she's been able to provide for him, which is he's a stay-at-home dad, right? He also makes a remark that he understands now why the women who are refusing to sign prenups to these men with, large salaries, et cetera, or celebrities, because they have a certain lifestyle that they've gotten accustomed to and don't want to risk that. we have our male guest tonight, Mr. Sean, Big Brother Sean. Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Here we are. Once again. Our beautiful, beautiful co-host with me. I just can't imagine how this conversation is gonna go. Tutu, hey love. Hey, you're still here.
I am here, y'all. I am here.
And we have Shay Bay.
Hey.
Hey baby. And we have Slim Thug. I mean April. How you doing, baby?
What's going on, y'all?
So this is going to be a fun one, but I can't wait to, because obviously you have 4 female perspectives, but that male perspective is what we stand on here at Cocktails with Kia and Friends, okay? So we can get a full understanding from both sides, right, of the sexes. Sean, what are your first thoughts after hearing the audio of that conversation between Chad Johnson and Shannon Sharp?
I think Shannon is trying to be the voice of reason. And Chad seems like he's very, very dogmatic and principled in terms of how he chooses to live his life. This is a man that does not spend money, does not have anything extravagant. This is a guy who, when he first got to Cincinnati, he slept in the facility for the first 2 years, because he said it was easier for him. So he kind of goes to the beat of his own drum.
Yeah, he does.
It's not my place to judge whether their relationship is as it seems or something else. But let's say for argument's sake that she's not with him for his money at all, because obviously he's not. He's not using that money in any way that benefits her.
Okay. You're right. He's right not flashy. Now, he's not, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm guessing from the clip, she's doing the majority of the spending. Or they have some sort of arrangement where he doesn't have to do anything and she's doing the work, quote unquote, and he's living off the money that he has.
Right.
So if I know my man is principled, and if I know my man loves me, let's say I speak as I would if I thought this wasn't like on the level. You bluff the thing you want. So I want to get married. I don't want a prenup. I know he lives by his own principles. If I present the prenup myself, it's a win-win. If I present it, that prenup can be altered to be something more favorable because I presented it. I'm not fighting it. I'm trying to protect your assets because you have more money than I do. I look loyal. I look like I'm for you and the family, and I'm putting you and the family first before me. Now, depending on how well I know you, I might already know what you might say, because you may have already said it. You know, she's the one, she's the this, she's the that. Right now, I don't have any link other than this impending child that we may have. But if I get married, depending on where I get married, how long we're married, now I have access to that money. And I don't know how long most women would be willing to fund a lifestyle where their significant other has money but won't use it, and they're the ones using the majority of their funds to maintain their lifestyle. So maybe they're unicorns, I don't know. But that doesn't seem like maybe it's the old hustler in me, but that seems like a play. So I win either way.
So wow. What you're saying is, so okay, so let me
Donna saw right through that if he's right.
So basically what you're saying is she is hustling it. Well, not I don't want to use that. We don't want to say hustling. Mm. She is basically presenting, you know, and using the art of manipulation. Let's just say manipulation to say, okay, I'm gonna get him to sign this prenup, because really what I want him to do is say no, because he makes more than me. So in the end, I win too.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't want to go to the extreme, but I would say it's like
possible.
Do I lose if I do that? I don't really lose. And if I want to avoid the conflict, if I, like, let's say she's on the up and up, this makes him trust me.
Yeah.
If she's on the up and up, right, it's great, because it means, oh, you know, any guy's going to go, oh, she loves me for me.
For me, yeah.
Right. If I'm not on the up and up, what do I lose? I cut it off at the pass. So if he wanted a prenup, right, I presented it. So he might be like, oh, crap, I was going to bring it up, but she really loves me. Wow. Maybe I won't go as hard for what I think. Man, I'm like really surprised. I didn't think she would be the one. Most women would never do that. And then if it's not the case where he didn't want one in the first place, then now he gets to be magnanimous and say, no, honey, no.
Right.
No, I love you. And we're going to be here together. And we're all what, 11 kids that we have. We're going to be one big happy family.
Right.
I get to feel respected. I gain status.
There it goes.
Because the loyalty of my woman is my greatest asset.
Dang, was she good?
No, I'm not saying that's what she's doing.
Yes, we're speculating.
I feel like we're speculating.
But if she's a real estate agent, she's used to manipulating people into making emotional decisions that are long term. Buying a house is the number one thing you do. And most people, when they buy a house, they find a house and they accentuate the positives and depreciate the negatives. Like, oh my God, this house, this is my house. I saw it in a vision in a dream. And your job as a real estate agent
is to
facilitate that feeling as long as possible. So that they fall in love with that house because it's on a lake or because it's whatever, irregardless of whether it's actually the best house for them. Because you're on the clock. You know, I get paid by the hour, really. It's commission, quote unquote. But if I can get you a house in 10 houses as opposed to 50, that's more time to go get some other houses for somebody else. So she's used to that. You know, if she wasn't real estate, or if she wasn't in a job where she's consistently talking to people and consistently pushing them to do what she wants them to do, I might be less inclined. She was like a nurse or something, or some kind of biotech, or she worked in stocks or whatever. Something that was more like digital and not social. But real estate is one of the most social jobs you can get, because not only Are you convincing people to make lifelong decisions? It's also, if you're really good at it, you gain status. You gain access to more people.
Gosh.
So she's successful and beautiful.
Right.
And he's successful and handsome. Mm-hmm. So they have that status link, but her money is active and his money is static.
Okay.
So in 10 years, she might be worth $20 million.
And she knows that.
And she knows that.
She knows that. Dang, Sean, I never thought about it. I never thought about it like this.
Her being with him gains her access to the people he has access to.
Come on, man.
So if she can sell a house for $2 million or $10 million as opposed to
$500,000. Right.
Oh, right. Like, I'm just.
He's blowing my mind.
I gotta stop and think about it. I
never thought.
It's a whole bag of hot messness.
Okay.
But this man said.
What do you guys think of what Sean is saying?
I get it, but this man said in an interview that she has afforded him a lifestyle.
Right.
I'm just like curious, didn't he have, I mean, Ocho Cinco, like, you know, he's tight with money. He's made this known before. But didn't he already have like a particular lifestyle before? Without her in the picture, like, what does he expect? Could he still be that stay-at-home dad? Could he still be the one to sit at home and play video games all day long? You know, take the kids to school, come back home and do nothing. Like, yeah. Without her in the
picture. But now he doesn't have to manage
that's
his
the part
money.
I think that's the part.
He doesn't have to manage it. He doesn't have to maintain the bills. He doesn't have to make sure things are paid. He doesn't have to go to the school and make sure that her tuition is paid. He doesn't have to meet with the baby mama to go do this or meet with the lawyers to do that. She's doing all the work. So his lifestyle is maintained without the work he would have had to do to maintain it.
Do they even have kids together? They have kids together?
They're about to have one.
They're about to have one together.
They're about to have their first.
Mm-hmm. No, they done had her.
They had her already. Okay.
Yeah, they had it.
Oh, she's
her.
About to be one.
No, they had it already.
They had it, but they only have one.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think it's only
fresh baby, essentially.
Them together only have one. She has her own set of kids too,
and he has.
He has a bunch.
He has his kids.
Lord have mercy.
A lot of them
right. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
how is any of this different? Because what was he doing before? Like what? For him, he wasn't doing nothing.
Well, she's making, and potentially could, like he said, within 10 years, she could probably match his net worth or rise above it. Like,
right.
He's probably looking at it as, I have to maintain and be frugal with this money because I don't have like consistent income.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, and she is a go-getter. She's making, you know, millions.
And she's beautiful. And she accepts me the way that I am.
There you go, Sean.
She's not demanding that I do
this and do that. Yes.
No, so I have the money. Yes. I'm choosing to live this lifestyle, not because I don't have the money. So I found someone who's beautiful and successful and a go-getter and an A-type, right? Who's willing to accept that I'm not going to go out. Like, I go do my little podcast or I go do my little endorsements or I'm not trying to go out with you and conquer the world.
Wow.
You know, and to find someone who's ultra successful as a woman who's willing to accept that and still give you respect as a man. Mm. Like, as a stay-at-home dad, you're kind of accepting a diminished role in your house, potentially. Because you can't... How effective would you be telling someone who's making the money how to spend the money? It works the other way. Because guys, our purpose is to give you the money to maintain the lifestyle. I'm not giving you the money so I can maintain the lifestyle.
Right.
I'm giving you the money so you can maintain the lifestyle. I'm going out to get the money. That's my contribution, if you want to call it. But me being able to go home, kids not being hungry, or you know, my wife being willing or having peace in my home, you know, I'm willing to give you the funds and the assets so that you can make that happen. He's getting that without potentially giving too much of the assets because she has her. So in his mind, that's the both worlds. That's what I think. Now, this could all be bunk, but I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so, you know, where it's just like, who is this woman? You told me she was this.
But you heard what he said? He said, you know, women are fickle. You remember, you thought, you, yes, like, fickle, remember fickle. Everything he said?
He didn't get rich for being smart.
But you know what? I think that if I was her, if I was, I don't know, I was offended at that comment because is that what you think of her? Like the person that you want to be with, quote, right? That's what you say. You want to be with, you want to marry or want to be with long term if you don't want to get married. So women are fickle. That's why you don't want to sign the prenup, but you're with the fickle person?
Right.
No, what he's saying is that women are fickle. So if I give her a reason to believe that I don't trust her, it puts her towards a mindset of not trusting.
That's what she... Okay.
No, she might not trust him.
No, but he's not talking about from her perspective.
Trying to protect both of them.
He's saying
that's what I feel like. It's protecting both of them, which is what Shannon was saying. Sir, you have the more money, so anything that you also make would also be up for grabs.
Right.
Yeah, but he's not speaking from a logical perspective. He's speaking from an idealistic perspective. He's saying this is how I think it should be. It's you and me, baby, against the world. And I 100% don't believe this woman would do this to me, which was back in the day how it was. So he's like ultra traditional where, you know, the safeguards that we have invented to protect wives from husbands and husbands from wives, he's not willing to put himself in a position to be dictated to by that. He doesn't want to put a possibility in his mind, in her head. Baby, I don't even want you to think there's even a chance I would want to divorce you. You are everything I want. But unfortunately, if you are in a relationship where the woman is everything you want, you're more likely to not be everything she wants.
Do you think a lot of men or most men are aware of this?
Not really, because we don't know most of the time. All right. It's an analogy I've used before, but... a guy's like a cup. If you filled it halfway with water, right? And you shake the cup. Imagine you got one of them little red cups and you're shaking the cup and you're looking for turbulence. And, you know, his mental state is his ability to keep that water in that cup, right? That's what we're used to. So a guy could be going through hell, going to work, not say anything, and his cup is shaking. No water's coming out. So everybody around is like, okay, it's cool. Right? That's what we measure. We measure turbulence. Our ability to measure turbulence is what's wrong. You know, okay, what's wrong? How can I fix it? You know, I want to fix it. And maybe she just wants you to listen. But listening doesn't fix it.
Right.
You know, whereas in my experience, I could be wrong, a woman is like a cup with a hole in the bottom. And that hole could be a pinprick or it can be big. And if you look at the cup, it's not moving. So you can't measure if there's actual forces trying to get the water out of the cup because your idea of what turbulence is that cup shaking. Mm-hmm. And she looks perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. The water's dripping out. Water's dripping out, water's dripping out. The only way you know for sure is if you have to get close and look in the cup.
And look deep within.
I like to see if there's any water in there. Because if you don't, you might go take a drink and there's no water. It's dry.
Dry sips. Hey, dry sips. Ooh, tutu. Name of a cup. A name of a drink.
So you can tell a problem with a man from afar, but you know, for a woman, you got to get close, and that disconnect is kind of where he's at. He wants this ideal, and maybe she is that woman who loves him so much. She's like, baby, I'm happy with what we got. You know, let's go. But if it turns,
wow,
the level of a man is not going to fight unless he feels disrespect. So if there's a divorce, the man just wants to get over it most of the time, unless he feels disrespected.
Oh, I get it.
If he feels disrespected, if he feels like you've done something to diminish his status, if he's got to deal with hearing about you at work, if he's got to go to the gym and have people snicker at him, that is the worst thing you can do, because now I have to preserve myself, and I'm willing to die to preserve myself. I was willing to die to preserve you, but now you are my main enemy. So I got to die to preserve me, and I will go past logic. Where
that's logic, right? I've heard that quite and seen it.
I'll go past logic because 99% of the time, I'm logical. Baby, what's wrong? Can I fix it? Okay. Will listening to you make it better? Okay. All right. I'll listen to you. My sister will ask me all the time, like, how do you feel about this? It's like, I don't feel anything about it. I don't feel anything about most of the stuff that I do for you, because that's not my job. My job is to do it. How I feel about it doesn't matter.
Oh, wow.
How I feel about it is not going to, if let's say I don't want to do it.
I don't like that.
Right. You know, because you want the affirmation that you want to do it. We do not get love for feeling like we want to do something. If men only did what they felt like doing, we wouldn't get anything. You only get stuff by doing stuff when you're not feeling like doing it.
I mean, apparently they'll be playing video games all day if they felt
that's my point.
Like doing what they
that's
want.
That's why I'm like, he's already got the money, but if he's not willing to spend it, not necessarily on her, but with her, or say, hey, you know, maybe she's managing his investments, maybe whatever. You're handing over a lot of power, right?
Yes.
For an ideal to a woman who sells ideals.
Come on, man.
For a living.
Come on.
Okay. I'm not saying it won't work. I'm saying.
I get it. I get it. But
it's
just still like that part of me wondering, like, okay, could she really, like, could her intentions be true and genuine? Like, what if she really is just trying to protect both of them? If this was the shoe on the other foot and he was still playing ball, like, and he wanted her to sign a prenup, but she didn't want to, like, it would be a problem. Like, you know, I'm just having all those thoughts.
No, you are absolutely right. I'm not saying that's not the case. I'm saying it could be either one. And you only really know in like 5 or 10 years. You're not going to know now because they're in it. They have a newborn. You know, unless he cheats on her or something. Right. But if they get past 7 years and they're together for 10 years, then great. But at a point where it turns, will that loyalty remain? You know, or will the emotion of, I want to get what I can get. And women can be vicious in divorce. Way more vicious than guys.
You know?
Especially if they've been together for a long time. You know,
I wanted to, what were you saying, Sean? You were,
No, that was pretty much it.
It brings me to a recent comment that Tyler Perry made regarding, he was being interviewed. I don't know if it was a podcast or It was a TV podcast. It was a podcast, and you know, he was pretty much saying like, hey, if you meet, you know, someone you really love, you both really love each other. And, you know, the Black women in America today are making big money. Like they're leading in salary, like for the most part in comparison to Black men is what he's saying. Right. And if you meet a man, and I guess the whole drama behind women saying, I want a man to match my salary or more. But what Tyler Perry pretty much is saying, like, hey, if you meet somebody who makes 50K and you're like six figures or seven figures, but if that man agrees or you both agree, okay, we're fine with paying. We're fine with him paying one or two bills. He does his part, takes me out, shows me genuine love. He's always there for me. He's loyal for me, whatever. That's fine with me. Like, that's totally okay that his salary isn't matching or surpassing mine. Right. And he got a lot of backlash about that because he's like, as long as it's real love, that's what he's advocating. Right. Which I do understand. But the backlash he's gotten some backlash, is no, you have a platform. You have a platform, you have influence to tell these men to achieve more, to inspire, to motivate them to achieve more. Why would you say settle? It's okay, you know, that you only can pay like one bill out of all the bills, and then, you know, your woman is the breadwinner, da, 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 da. And then, you know, one of the women, she has a podcast that responded, gosh, I forgot what she, dang, I can't find her. I was looking all day. But she had her point, multiple points, was the plight, the reason why we pretty much are where we are economically is because the Black man has been taken away from us in different aspects, incarceration or other reasons, going to the other, you know, going to the same sex, or they're dating foreign women, or their passport bros now, whatever, you know, it's just all these reasons. She's like, there's a lot more of us that are single, and we've decided we were tired of the struggle by ourselves. So we pretty much had pulled the weight to get to this income because of the cards that were dealt. Don't tell men it's okay to just, don't tell our Black men that it's okay to just settle. Mm-hmm. Because we are here because not, I guess what she was trying to say is like almost by force, right? And I know that can be spun a different, a lot of ways, but I personally feel like I understand both sides, but I am the diplomat of the conversation platform, right? I personally understand both sides. I know what Tyler Perry was saying, because you don't, like Sean was saying, has been saying, you don't place, you know, men are being valued at the financial support that they can provide. That's where the value is coming in at. And Tyler is saying, no, it should be okay that he doesn't make as much as you do, but as long as he loves you and supports you and he can contribute in however he can, whether it's one way, two ways, whatever, it's fine. Like, that should be enough if it's true and real love. I don't know what other men have said in response to this, but the women, the Black women that have responded, were angry with him. So, Sean, what do you feel about what Tyler Perry, the comment that he made?
I think first and foremost, I might be biased, but...
Yeah, it's okay.
But maybe because Tyler Perry never had a dark-skinned brother as a romantic lead, so I'm kind of pissed about it.
I cannot with you, bro.
You say that again.
I'm just saying. It's never happened. We always like the one, the husband that's doing wrong, or the one that got left.
The dark-skinned brothers in his
dark-skinned brothers in his movies and plays.
he's kind of facilitated that idea. That's not like, I don't know why anybody's surprised about that, because if you look at most of his movies, mm-hmm. that's the fundamental thing. You have the person who is there, mm-hmm. who has the affluence, has the money, as the husband, mm-hmm. who is not treating this woman right. Mm. And then the beautiful light-skinned brother who may not make money, but man, he makes me feel like a woman. Mm. Comes in, and the person who's there, who is there's no room for saying that the person who is already there, the man I mean, has any redeeming qualities. You know, Diary of an Angry Black Woman, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea is that he's perpetuated and put out is you got one or two options. You got a project or you got an asshole. You can't have both. Or you can't have like what you want. You got to either pick somebody who's rich and cold or pick somebody who's quote unquote a heart of gold.
Right.
You know, which is not true. But he's made a lot of money off of it. So I'm not surprised because it's on brand for him, because there's never been anything he's done where the black man is not played for comedic effect if they're good or played as the villain.
Wow.
How many, all right, you could tell me, I've watched like five or so.
I can't even argue with
those. How many movies, shows, stuff, and not just there. Like, where's your Uncle Phil? What is the Uncle Phil for your generation?
Oh, yes.
What is the, I don't want to use his name, but he's the example. Where's the Bill Cosby for your generation? Where is the black man who is not only quote unquote comedic, but competent?
Mm-hmm. Billy Baker.
Where's the Billy Baker? Yes.
Billy Baker.
And so for me, I'm not
the baby Spencers.
The baby Spencers.
Yeah, he made a lot of money off of that idea.
Yeah.
Because
oh, Sean is not a fan. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm not saying
it's a lot of men are not fans of, I'm gonna be real. A lot of men are not fans of Tyler Perry and the way they
his portrayals
black men. I understand. I get it. Like, so to Sean's point, I understand what he's saying. I'm just like letting him get it all out, but I understand what he's saying. Go ahead.
He has said that for, you know, he's perpetuated that idea, which which is true and is not true. But when you push that out as the only idea, you don't show another perspective. Yeah. Like, how many shows do you have where both people are successful and competent and black? You watch a lot more TV probably. How many shows do you watch? Where is the Huxtable? Yeah. Name two shows with a black man and a black woman. And I'm not saying they're not together. This is an important distinction. The man is respected and not the joke of the show.
Right.
You know, he might have a heart of gold. He might be a good guy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a man where his woman shows him respect. Mm. Think about it, and then you let me know. If you look at your shows and you tell me where you have a couple, they're not old. That's important.
They're not important.
A side couple. The show is about them. We had Family Matters. We had Arrested Development. We had The Cosby Show. We had all these shows.
Wouldn't Bel Air fall into that? The new
fresh. Yeah, but that's a new Bel Air.
That's a remake, though.
But it's a remake. It's basically following the old one.
Basically, we're talking about new contemporary stories.
Just new content.
That the is like
Billy Baker.
And that got made as a lark. You know, he went and made his own thing. It's not like they intentionally did that.
Yeah,
he made that happen. You know, he's perpetuated that idea, and that idea has a root of truth in it. Like I said, there has been a shift towards intellectual value, and y'all young ladies are slaying that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys came from guys who work with their hands. Mm-hmm. So there's a wide swath of people who just do jobs that really didn't get any shine until the pandemic. All of a sudden, postal workers and delivery guys and paramedics, all of a sudden, they're now frontline heroes, quote unquote. And now 2 years later, they're back to being...
That's true, because we don't hear about them anymore.
You know, we don't hear about them being the heroes.
We don't hear about the Publix guy pushing the cart being the real heroes in our grocery stores. We don't really hear of that.
And that's not respected.
Mm-hmm. It's not,
And you cannot blame women for feeling like I have to try to get the best that I can get.
Mm-hmm.
You can't blame women for feeling that.
Right.
Because you all in a precarious position where at any moment that trust can be broken. So you have to be, but I say it again, you got five things, pick the five things you want. How important is it actually? Because logically, you know, if you really think about it, if you are making enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's that dude. Maybe his job, he's got a passion that doesn't make money.
Hmm.
Or he has a trade that he works with his hands.
Right,
you know, he is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But you went to UF. You built your business. If you all can be together in peace, how much is the money worth, actually? If you can have children with this man, you know this man is going to be here for your children.
Okay,
and that is not that he's lazy. It's not that he's not doesn't have ambition. But if he owns his shop and he makes 100 grand a year, and you make 250 grand a year because you're a lawyer, he's maximizing his worth. Right? So if you had to choose between somebody making 500,000 and treats you shady, if somebody's making 200,000 and or 100,000, but treats you with respect, is a good father to your children, what is the metric of that scale? Mm-hmm. Too many women are saying money overall.
Right.
You know, at least that's the perception from guys. It's just like, I'm not a bad person. I'm doing the job that I love. And my job is actually a decent job. Or this is as good as I can get. Mm-hmm. If I can't get something here, let me go to a place where I can, because you don't want us anyways. Mm-hmm. You're saying we're not enough. How long exactly am I supposed to work to get to the point where I have a chance?
I have a chance.
By the time I get to that point, I'm 40.
My chance.
And so those guys are now saying, I'm 40. I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for the 30-year-old.
Mm.
Because you weren't with me on the ride up.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
So why would I want you? I am going for the girl you were when you were 30, dating guys who were older than you.
Damn.
Because now I have enough status to project that I don't care. I have a car. I have a house. I have a job. Upward mobility. I am the asset now. When you were young, girl, in your prime, being approached, you didn't settle. You didn't like say, oh, well, you know, let me go for the guy with the heart of gold. He's got good character. You know, maybe in 10 years, he'll be somebody. He's really got some good ambition.
See, that's the part for me.
And I am the one saying that. Right.
Right. But that's the part for me. Like, so while I understand, like Kia said earlier, I get both sides with Tyler Perry's comments. And to your point, Sean, his movies and TV shows, they certainly do have a theme. It's definitely evident. Even in Why Did I Get Married, you could see like these people are successful, but like the women treated the men a certain type of way. But like what I'll say is, it is, while I get both sides, it's the ambition. It's the, if you're not motivated to do more, like if you're complacent in where you are and just comfortable and sitting and not doing anything with yourself, then that's where like the concern comes in for me. You know what I mean? Like, while it's easy to tell women, oh, just settle, you know, hang in there. This guy has potential. We're also told don't fall in love with potential. So to what degree are we supposed to say, well, we're going to stick it out and wait until, you know, he can really get himself that status that he's looking for?
I guess I would say that the metric, like say you had to put points into a category, like how many points do you want to put into that at the expense of the other things? Let's say his ambition isn't money. Let's say his ambition is helping his community. Is that on the scale as much as if he made money? I'm not saying you have to make that choice. I'm saying that that choice should be considered. Like, if my value is only how much money I make, mm-hmm. why then, if I make that money, can I not be the other things? Mm-hmm. If I'm making the money, let me go do what I want to do.
Okay.
You want me to, because it's not an isolated thing. It's not, well, you have to make this money and I'm good. You can go do whatever. You can be a liar. You can be a cheat. You can be whatever. It's no, the money's the baseline.
Right.
And then right. You also have to be booked this way. Dot, dot, dot.
Check all the boxes.
You know, how many boxes exactly am I going to check? Because my box is just looks good, loyal. Doesn't cause me too many headaches. And I'll take two. Out of the three. You ain't even got to have all three.
Yeah.
Two is fine. You know, most men go, well, she looks good and she's loyal.
She look good.
That's just Spanish. That's Spanish. Yeah. That's Jamaican. Okay. All right. She looks good and she's loyal, but crap. Man, she going to get on my nerves.
Wow.
We'll deal with it. Cause like I got two out of three,
and it's the women out there like that getting chose.
Of course, because we know what the rules are. Yeah. It's like I know she's gonna. It's like we won't fight, right?
Yeah.
But we're gonna be together, and she's gonna make my life hell.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the hell. Like I was trying to explain to my sitter, let me sit in my hell. I will sit in my hell. It goes back to the depression talk she was asking about. She was asking about, what do you do when you're depressed? I sit in the hell.
Wow.
I sit down and I say, I feel like crap. And whatever comes, comes. And I sit in it. And most guys, that's what we do. We don't go to therapy. We sit in it. Because at the end of the day, after I have found out why I feel the way I feel, it does not change what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I already know that whatever it is, I can get over it.
And basically, you just have to get to that point of getting over it and then getting up and doing what you got to do.
I just need time. Let me sit here in this hell for now, and I'll just be depressed or I'll be whatever, but I'm not going to let that depression affect what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, as my dad used to say, you cry on your own time.
Mm.
Don't cry on mine. I'll cry, you know, cry on your own time. You still got stuff to do.
Ooh,
that is the baseline for us. So when we enter into a relationship, what is the baseline? Right? Because the baseline can't be, I need to make this and do 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 this. And even if I do all of this,
mm-hmm.
if you get bored,
what?
Because I don't know. The other thing you did not tell me I'm not doing because you think it should just be done.
Oh, here we go.
Or I should just know.
Yeah. Mind reasons. Which is
for a lot of guys. So for guys, you know, I learned, oh, the less I put interest in your interest, the more I make you worry about me, the less I have to worry about you. And that's how guys approach it. And those are the guys that get women. Even if you look, because if I show that I am interested in you over my own self-interest, I look weak.
But you, oh, I hate this. This is not good.
Yes, it sucks. But this is the market. If you go to average 25-year-old and say, what do you want? They're not going to say they want to be married. If you don't want to be married, you want a short-term relationship. So what do you want? And that's what's reflected in the culture. That's what was reflected in the music. Now, I want now. I don't want to think about 10 years from now. I don't want to think about a long-term relationship. I want to get school right now. I want to get paid right now. I want to go out right now. I want to do whatever. Everything is now. When you put that metric in, that everything is now, all the character points that would make you a good husband fade away. It's not important. Right? It's not important. If I have character and I'm loyal to you, if nobody else is looking, I got more. The day I took my wedding ring off was a weird day because I knew if I went into a bar with my wedding ring on, I'd have a better chance.
I have a better chance at what?
Pulling.
This was after I was divorced, not when pulling. I was married. Of pulling. I would literally just go into a bar in a nice with nice clothes, sit at a bar with my wedding ring on, and just look like I'm just on the cusp of losing my mind.
What?
And it worked. I don't go to bars anymore.
Frank!
Oh no. Oh god.
Because you are attracted
to a woman. The country.
You're attracted to a woman. You're attracted to a woman when you look like you already have.
You look in distress, yeah. But you have the wedding ring. So they want to save
you. Like, are somebody already be the chose ones to
save you.
Save you? Or come in.
Yeah, they want to be the ones to come and, you know, give you that
therapy. But women like a project.
They like a project. There's a lot of single men that are projects. I can tell you.
No, but here's the thing.
They want single man that's a project. Most of the time, they want someone that's not available.
Right. There's less to do with
somebody.
You don't have to support them. We already got somebody to do all the work and cook and clean. I just get gifts and sex.
Right.
Just get play. I was like, because I hadn't been in the dating market for like, what, 12 years? So I was like, what is going on? But that's what it is. You know, if you look disinterested and like you don't care, or you have someone and you are vulnerable, you get play. If you look like you're intentional and serious, you don't get play unless that woman is tired of dealing with those other men who got play because of the reason I said. When that woman gets to a point where she's tired and she actually wants commitment, all those things all of a sudden that were quote unquote boring aren't boring anymore. And unfortunately, for young ladies, the men now know that that's a short-term thing.
Yeah.
Because she'll go do whatever she does in her 20s, get married to you in her 30s, and have her hot girl summer in her 40s. At your expense.
I'm not a hot girl.
I'm in her 40s.
Because the housewives have been making me feel like, what is happening? Are y'all trying to be 22 again?
Okay. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I got it. Okay.
And that's what men are saying. I don't know what the rules are. I did everything I thought you wanted.
Right.
So let me go to where I have an idea what the rules are, because.
Go where there's what?
Where there's a familial structure.
Structure, yeah. Right?
Where even if they're poor, the father and the mother and the grandfather and the mother, everybody live together, everybody know each other. You get shamed. There's no shame here.
Yeah.
You know, you get shamed in other countries for doing certain things if you have a strong family base. And usually if you're poor.
Yeah.
Right? Not. The black family was always poor. It didn't become a welfare state until welfare came in. We had less money. We had more family structure. We had people that stuck together, good or bad, you know, with less resources. The minute we put the government as something to be interfering in the family structure broke down. And now you're incentivized.
It's true.
Not being a family.
It's true.
Most guys look at that. We look at numbers. We're like, okay, what's the risk? It's too risky right now. Those guys, those passport bros are not saying, I want to go to Colombia to go do whatever. Some of them are. But they're sex tourists. They're just mixed in. They've always been that way.
Yeah.
There's always been guys who go to other countries and girls who go to other countries to have a good time, quote unquote. Yeah, but right. What you're having is that you're 40, you're 45, you may look average, you may look whatever. You don't have any play. You don't even know how to, you're invisible. You know, you can't go to a bar and go do anything because everybody just looks at you like, they don't reject you. And I've seen it. And I'm like, dude, you got to stop. I got people who I go, I was like, you got to stop doing this. This is hard to watch. Please stop. It's like, no, you know, it's just like.
Oh my goodness.
But you're earnest. You're earnest and you're just like, yo, you're a good dude, but that's not.
That's not okay.
That's not like attractive. At all. That sounds counterintuitive, but being a good dude who that woman knows. There's a difference between somebody who's dangerous and under control as opposed to somebody who's just ineffectual. The control is the thing. Because if I can't control myself, I sure as hell can't control you. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm reacting to the environment. So it's not enough to be loyal.
Right.
You have to have the ability to be disloyal and choose to be loyal. Or you're not attractive.
Oh, God.
If I come up to you like, you are so much better than I am, I've already established that the hierarchy is that my options are limited and you are above me. And that's not attractive. I've never heard a woman say, oh, well, you know, I know for sure there's no chance he can cheat. As opposed to, no, I know he won't cheat because that's who he is. And have that be attractive. My experience is limited. I only knew the women I've spoken to. But the idea is that you have a sword or you have a weapon that you can use and you don't. It doesn't mean you're not capable. Because if I can't stand up to you, how am I going to go out and stand up to the world?
Right.
If I can't not necessarily control, but assert myself to you in a constructive manner, how can you trust that when I go out to the work, I'm not getting screwed over? Maybe the reason I can't progress has nothing to do with my willingness to work on my character, but the fact that I'm not competent. Mm-hmm. My character is good, quote unquote. My ability to progress is inhibited by my ineffectual nature because I'm willing to take disrespect from you or as one of my work friends, girlfriend said, she's attracted to the fact that she knows that, you know, he might choke her. You know, I don't think he would ever do it.
That's what she said.
I'm sitting in the lunchroom and I'm listening to this. And I'm like, what? But she's like, the idea that she could push him to a point where he's capable of doing it.
I've heard this before.
Is attractive because it's like, he wouldn't do it. But I like knowing that he could do it.
Like a control, like a power. Control.
He could. You know, he's under control. He's like a dog that's under control. He would never bite you, but you sure as hell want to know he can bite somebody else.
Okay.
Wow. So like kind of training, you could train a person.
Train men.
You can train men. This is true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Beyonce said it herself. I'm not going to let you have my training.
That's true.
I trained him. I spent all this time getting him just the way I want him.
Yeah.
I know I got that capability to do so.
But we're willing to do that. Lord. As long as we know the rules. Yeah. What makes you happy? Because if you're happy, you're not bothering me. And I just want to chill and come home and chill. Can we just sit down and watch a movie or go out and do whatever? I don't want to get blindsided because I didn't notice the thing that you were trying to subtly tell me was wrong. Yeah. What are the rules? you don't know the rules, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what the rules are.
Say that part again, bro. You went out just a little bit. You don't want to get blindsided. What?
A lot of guys, they don't have like the experience to know what the rules are. And so what they're saying is that I want to go to a more structured country where the rules are established. I have to do this and I get this. Not a system that is based on the whims of one person or another.
Right.
You know, there are external constructs that are pushing us to stay together. So you have to establish and work it out, as opposed to here, where as a young lady, there are multiple constructs incentivizing you not be married, especially if you have a certain intellectual capacity. You know, it's hard to find somebody who's successful, attractive, and loyal.
Wait, you said it's hard. Okay.
As a man.
As a guy.
I'm not saying you can't find it. I'm not saying the women are successful. I'm saying it's hard for you guys to find someone. More like you're going to have to pick one or two. Okay. Two or three. It's hard for you to find somebody who's going to be not only successful, but attractive enough that other people want to tear him away from you.
Right.
And loyal, quote unquote, good character, good whatever. Usually you can pick successful and attractive and you got to deal with some baggage. That's usually what it is if you're at that level. Or he's not successful, quote unquote, monetarily. Maybe he's successful in his field, but he doesn't make a lot of money. But he is attractive and he has good character. Or he's what most of the men are out there, potentially reasonably successful with good character, but not necessarily attractive. And attractiveness is not necessarily a metric that matters in certain other places as much. So he can say that after he has perpetuated the environment to push against that. But the reason he's getting flack is because he's not an example of that.
Hmm.
You know, he's not an example of it. He's never pushed that agenda. So to say that now is like, you've pushed all these movies where the woman was the loyal victim or the unfulfilled successful woman. One of the two. Oof. It's not, oh, well, they're together and they're facing external challenges to their marriage.
Yeah.
It's, no, the problem is the man and the woman has to deal with it. And, or the problem was the man and now the woman is alone. You know, and most guys just want to be able to say, okay, that mountain right there. Like, I want to, like, I think we should go that way. And you think that we should go that way? So you think we should go that way? Okay. All right. We're going to go that way. And then 15 minutes later, wait, you didn't think we should go that way? Why didn't you tell me that's what you mean? You just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
You thought I should know. Well, you didn't want to tell me because you thought I'd figure it out. But I asked you. You want to go that way. Exactly. Why didn't you just tell me what you wanted? Why should I have to? Why should you have to tell me? I'm not a mind reader. Stuff like that. It's just, you know,
communication errors.
Exactly. Like, yeah. The expectation of competency. Like, we're willing to learn, a lot of guys, but you know, or maybe we're not trying. Is, you know, it's not like a binary. It's not like a one sided thing. It could be that you're telling us and we're not hearing. Could definitely be that. But in the mind, you know, you got to be careful, like, online what you read, because there's always going to be an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And the agenda is either going to be based on victimhood or a struggle, a conflict. So rather than one side is saying, well, you need to do better. The other side is saying, well, even if we do better, we can't trust y'all anyway. Mm. And it's a really a mix of both, where there has to be some level of like contrition on both sides. So that the unicorns, as you mentioned yourselves are, as being, can be actually differentiated. Mm-hmm. There has to be some accountability to say, all right, ladies, we need to not hang out with that friend. Because, oh well, you know, you all have that friend. And maybe we should try to hang out with the people that are where we're trying to be. And guys need to try a little harder to not expect the worst. You know, Chad is going to the extreme.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you said Chad is going to do what?
He's going to one extreme where he's just like, I'm going to trust you. It's admirable. I'm going to trust you completely.
Yeah.
And Shannon is saying, you know, I respect your willingness to do that, but I don't know if it's a smart play. You're dealing with a very attractive, very smart woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You might want to protect yourself. But I can respect yourself. That.
Yeah.
I can respect it because it's an old school mentality. That, nah, this is my girl. This is the one. I'm going to die with her by my side or probably before she. That's it. I'm done.
Mm.
You know. But there's a lot of, like, fear. I don't think women understand how afraid guys are. Because we all know that guy.
Mm.
We all know. All of us. I bet you ask any man.
Oh, that I know a few.
That's over 30, and ask him, do you know a guy who got like destroyed in his divorce?
Oof.
They will all say yes. And half the time it'll be like, he thought everything was all right.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are very afraid. Like, I think it's really underestimated how afraid a lot of guys are on every level. Like, you are not going to get approached. You're going to see in 5 years, you're not going to get approached at all.
John, you are preaching.
You're not going to get touched.
It's true. You're like...
The winks, the little blinks, the little hi, and not going to work. Even if it won't matter. It will not matter how they look. It won't matter if they're attractive. Because the ones that are attractive, I'm like, I'm going to get my money. I don't gotta worry about what you think.
I know it, honey. They're traumatized, I'm done with. And I might be a passport, sis. within the next 12 months. No, like, all right, because, anyways, any last remarks? This is definitely another
very thorough segment.
Thorough once again. Sean was the missing piece. No, but definitely, as usual, we always have very insightful and thorough conversations here about the community, about the culture. Sean, your male perspective blew my mind because you're saying things I never thought to think about, like. And I'm a thinking behind person. I be sitting up at night for no reason thinking.
Watch out for AI also.
Oh yeah. No.
That's the elephant in the room.
You know what? Can we do an AI? Can we do an AI segment?
Watch out. Y'all are in some trouble, man.
We might have to do an AI segment.
Yeah.
Y'all in some serious trouble.
Here you go. Lord have mercy.
AI dating. AI.
Give it 5 years. You'll see. Cause I work in tech. I'm telling y'all,
it's getting bad. Oh yeah, me and my dad talk about it all the time. Like it's gonna be creepy, crazy. Like, yeah. Is anybody? Y'all have any last remarks? This was a really good segment. Oh man, I can't wait to release these recordings. I know people gonna get. We gonna get hits. Like,
listen, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm saying anything that hasn't already been said other places.
No, sir. Like some of the things, a lot of the things have been said before, but your perspectives and like just, okay, I never thought to think about the Chad Johnson prenup situation the way that you presented it.
Yeah, the way you just
like that. Yeah, was a lot never... of
trust
there.
A lot of trust.
Sounds like good luck.
Look, I seriously hope it works out. I wish you the best. Yeah. But if it doesn't,
never thought it could be her making the play. I'm just saying, like, you're okay. And
he's a beast, man.
April, Shay, Toots, everybody.
It's a lot to digest.
My final thoughts.
Well
are,
said, Sean.
I still have an idea of what I want, what I know I want, you know.
Keep doing.
And yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Just, you know, men, just bear with us. At the, you know, the same way we're gonna bear with you.
Bear with y'all, because listen, it ain't that easy.
A lot, but I know what I want. I feel like I know what I want.
Do not be discouraged, my child.
I don't want to be discouraged by what it looks
like. It's so rough
out there. It's rough. It's tough out there. I'm telling you, know, the dating pool got a little pee in it, but it's okay. I'm fine.
I
have an idea of what I want, but I will say, you know, to each relationship, to each couple, I'm always going to be pro do what works best in your relationship. So whether it's a stay at home husband that you want to do, you know, no one should judge anybody for that.
Are you smiling? Always, are you laughing?
I am, but I'm always gonna be pro do whatever works for the two of you. What it looks like for y'all might not be what it looks like for somebody else.
Absolutely,
And every situation, every relationship, it's not, you know, a cookie cutter situation. Like everybody's different. Every relationship is gonna be different. So do what works for you and make the best of your home. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. That's it.
Yes. Communication is key. If you agree to it and it works, what's the problem? Nobody else should be dictating that.
Exactly. That's exactly right. As long as you all two are happy.
That part.
But he, Tyler Perry, shouldn't have been the one.
No.
he should have been the one. Somebody else. If Denzel had said it, maybe you could have got away with it.
That is hilarious.